The riots in Epworth, Ruwa, Zimri Park and Dama Falls quickly spread to other parts of the city, resulting in running battles between the police and members of the public. Commuter omnibus drivers said they are losing at least $50 a day after being ticketed by the police, who also allegedly demand bribes. Hundreds of people and school children were left stranded, and anti-riot police responded by moving into the affected areas with water cannons and fired tear gas to disperse the marauding demonstrators. Several people, including two police officers, were injured. Several vehicles were stoned during the riots. Businessman and community leader in Epworth, Nelson Masiwa, who tried to negotiate with the residents and police, said the situation went out of control because the youths are just frustrated.
The cops, they've done all they could do. They actually even went to negotiate with them so that people would disperse, but they refused to disperse. And then at the end of the day, these are employed youths, and a lot of ills are happening and everything else. And actually, they don't have anything to do. You are giving them a show as we speak right now. But it's not even a political item. It's not even related to anything. It's just people who are frustrated with how the combis are moving. That's what started this whole thing.
In central Harare, vendors led by their chairperson, Stan Zorwaza, demonstrated against President Robert Mugabe's rule and abuse of public funds by his government.
Those that are demonstrating are doing a wonderful job, and we just encourage Zimbabweans to continue and remain to be peaceful so that the process becomes very peaceful. There is no need to be violent, but surely our leaders must also sanitize their thinking so that we all do one thing together as we move along.
Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Chet Charamba, warned those inciting and engaging in violence that they will be dealt with severely. She told a media briefing that police had been deployed in most parts of the city to deal with any public disorder.
Causing mayhem by taking the law into your own hands is not condoned. As police, we have information and intelligence on the identities of some criminal elements who are behind the social unrest. We've put our monitoring teams in place, and all perpetrators of violence will be arrested.
Charamba said though they've reduced the number of roadblocks on the country's roads, security roadblocks will remain, as in their own ways, the situation is tense.
We need to put these roadblocks in place. As you can see, the situation is quite tense, and that is a means of monitoring what is going on.
But despite Charamba's warnings, indications are that combi operators from suburbs like Budiriro, Mufakos and Kwazana have joined the protests. There were also protests in Marondera and Bindura, while operators and residents in other towns and cities are expected to join the protests tomorrow. Political commentator Wellington Zindowe said today's riots are clearly an expression of people's frustrations.
I think this is a clear expression of disgruntlement by the citizens against a failing government, a government that has become clueless, as evidenced by even some of their policy promulgations, the recent structural instrument. I think is a source of a disgruntlement that is also tending to inspire some revolutionary acts by the citizens.
Government workers who have not received their June salaries are set to go on strike tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.